兄姐妹大平安。
Peace all brothers and sisters。
现在奉主耶稣圣名来查考由今变同的省事。
And in Lord Jesus Christ, we'll now like to study the topic, a reflection of turning bronze into turning gold into bronze。
我们在读历代志下第十章以后，看到罗伯安他接续所罗门作王。
And when we're reading 2 Chronicles chapter 10, we know that Rehoboam took over for as king.
从第十章开始就是犹大国列王的历史。
And from chapter 10 forward, it talks about the kings of Judah.
一直会到第36章到他的国家王国为止。
Until chapter 36, when the kingdom was no more.
那这这二十几章的内容，我们会看大概有将近二十位王的生平，他的历史。
And in these 26 chapters, we see the life of about 20 kings.
我们如果一个一个列王查考，我们就看到历史的演进，然后看到一个国度从强盛最后走向灭亡的过程。
And if we look at each king carefully, we could see the progression of history.And how a kingdom went from being strong unto to weak.
历史是像一面镜子一样。
And history is like a mirror.
我们人照镜子可以端正我们的衣着，穿我们的外表。
When we look into the mirror, we can correct our appearance.
那我们如果看历史，我们就会学到教训。
And if we look at history, then we can learn a lesson as well.
我们看到一个国度的兴衰他的眼镜就看到一个人如果愿意真的敬畏神最后就是兴旺，或者就是衰败。
And when we look at history, we could see how a kingdom prospers and weakens. And if a person fears God, then he will also prosper as well.
那历代志下第十章一开头的时候，就是罗伯安做王了。
And in the Second Chronicle chapter 10, begins with Rehoboam as the king.
因为第九章的第三十节说，所罗门他在耶路撒冷做以色列众人的王四十年。
And in chapter 9 verse 30 says Solomon reigned Jerusalem over all Israel for 40 years.
那三十一节说，所罗门与他列祖同睡，葬在他父大卫城里。他儿子罗伯安就接续他做王。
In verse 31, then he rested with his father and was buried in the city of David, his father, and Rehoboam, his son, succeeded him as king.
所以所罗门的死亡就代表一个国度的结束。
And the death of Solomon represents the death of a nation.
在所罗门当王期间呢
，When Solomon was king,
到处都是金的了。
Yeah, it was gold everywhere.
他说银已经算不得什么。
And silver was counted as nothing.
这个就是那个国家的强盛，甚至那个香柏木都跟那个一般的木头一样，是很普通。
And even the exotic wood becomes like ordinary wood.
所以我们就看到当时候，你看那是在第二十七节他所描述的。
And we can also see what's recorded in verse 27.
就是所罗门当王的时候，那个时候国真的很丰富。
And when Solomon was king, the kingdom was prosperous.
那所以他那个建的圣殿里面都是金的。
That, so that the temple he built was filled with gold.
内外里外通通包金的。
And inside and outside was covered with gold.
那所罗门王又用这些金子从各国所得到金子做了300面的金盾牌。
And he used the gold that he have won over from other nations and made 300 medals.
我们先看一下第九章的第十五节，从第十三节读到第十六节。
And let's read Second Chronicle chapter 9 from verse 13 to 16. In verse 13, the weight of the gold that Solomon received yearly was 666 talents. Verse 14, not including the revenues brought in by merchants and traders.And all the kings of Arabia and governors of the land brought gold and silver to Solomon. Verse 15, King Solomon made 200 large shields and hammered gold. 600 bekas of hammered gold went into each shield. He also made 300 small shields of hammered gold with 300 bekas of gold in each shield. The king put them in his palace of the forest of Lebanon.
你看他这里，他每年得到很多很多金子。如果把它算成那个，他那个重量好几公吨呢。
And every year he receives many tons of gold.
那他说第十五节是说他用这个金子打成挡牌两百面。
And here he says that he used his gold and made 200 large shields.
那这个是皇位的这个盾牌。
And these are the shields of the palace.
每一面是用金子六百色克勒做的。
And it was made with 600 becas of gold.
所以六百色克勒的金子大概将近七公斤左右。
And 600 becas is about 7 kilograms.
他用这个金子这样做了盾牌两百面。
And he uses gold and made 200 shields.
好，第十六节又说用这个金子打成盾牌三百面。
And he also made 300 small shields.
那这个比较小的这个是三百色克勒大概一半的重量。
And this is made with 300 becas, about half the weight.
所以你看他一共把它算起来用五百面的这个金的盾牌挡牌这样。
And he had, if you count them together, there's about 500 shields.
放在他特别的仓库里面，黎巴嫩的林宫里。
And it was put in the forest of Lebanon.
摆在那里就是像装饰品一样，很灯光一照，金碧辉煌。
And it was placed there as a decoration, so when the light hits it, it would shine.
那因为第九章他的描述所罗门的丰富除了这个挡牌盾牌之外，还有他所做的那个特别的宝座。
And so chapter 9 talks about the prosperity of King Solomon.
但是最后所罗门也死了。
But in the end, Solomon passed away.
他死的时候其实是带着一个很大的遗憾离开人间的。
And when he passed away, he took with him a great regret.
因为神对他发怒。
And because God was angry with him.
他在年老的时候他离开了神。
In his old age, he departed from God.
心被他这个众多的妃嫔诱惑去随从偶像。
And his heart was led astray by his concubines, and he worshipped idols.
他那个敬畏神的心没有办法一直持续到最后。
And he was not able to hold on to his worship of God to the end.
这是所罗门他最大的遗憾。
And this is the greatest regret of Solomon.
但是他这个遗憾其实也是他自己的心没办法控制好最后的结果，必然的结果。
And this regret is a result of him not controlling his heart.
那所以，其实，在我们今天早上在查考圣经已经看到。在所罗门还没有死以前他已经知道神已经跟他说你的国位要被 夺回赐给你的臣子。
And before Solomon passed away, God has already told him that your throne will be taken away from you and be split.
那是因着神的怜悯，所以有一个支派还留下来给他。
And because of the mercy of God, one tribe was spared for him.
那这个就是接下去他的儿子罗伯安就做王了。
And his son Rehoboam succeeded him as king.
那这个罗伯安王你看他 一当王的时候。
And when Rehoboam became king,
其实他整个成长过程当中他所看到的是他这个所罗门王他这个父亲做王的时候这个荣耀这个尊荣。
And Rehoboam grew up looking at the glory of King Solomon.
看第十二章的第十三节。
Let's read chapter 12, verse 13.
十二章十三节。
Second Chronicles chapter 12, verse 13. In verse 13, King Rehoboam established himself firmly in Jerusalem and continued as king. He was 41 years old when he became king, and he reigned 17 years in Jerusalem, the city the Lord has chosen out of all the tribes of Israel in which to put his name. His mother's name was Nama. She was an Ammonite.
好，你看这里，罗伯安做王的时候四十一岁了。
And when Rehoboam was king, he was already 41.
那所以他做王的时候，就是所罗门死的时候啊。
And when he became king is when King Solomon passed away.
所罗门做王四十年。
And Solomon was king for 40 years.
所以罗伯安是在所罗门当王之前就已经生下来的儿子。
And so Rehoboam was born before Solomon became king.
那所以他一出生，他一懂事的时候。所看到就是这个所罗门这个国位之坚强，那个他的国度之丰富的时代。
And so King Rehoboam grew up seeing the strength and the prosperity of the kingdom.
你看他的王宫里面，他们的玩具搞不好就是孔雀啊，就是这些奇珍异兽，这些从各地供来的那贡品。
And he has probably grew up with many exotic things as his toys.
所用的东西全部都是金的，很丰富的。
And everything he uses is made out of gold.
他不知道什么叫做吃苦。
And he doesn't know what it means to suffer.
所看到就是享受。
And what he saw was pleasure.
那现在可是到最后，我们看到所罗门他做王的末期， 他的国度开始就败落来了。
And but we can see that at the end of Solomon's reign, his kingdom started to weaken.
自从所罗门他去跟随偶像以后
，and after Solomon went to worship idols,
那个神就兴起很多敌人啊，来让这个国家不平安了。
And God rose up many enemies that caused the kingdom to be in unrest.
那所以当罗伯安做王以后
，and so after Rehoboam became king,
其实他的国度已经跟所罗门一开始当王他小时候看到的不一样了。
The kingdom is already different from what he has grown up seeing.
可是现在圣经记载一个很特别的地方。
But here the Bible records something very special.
先看第十章的第一节。
Let's turn to chapter 10, verse 1.
来，请读第一节。
And 2 Chronicles chapter 10, verse 1. Rehoboam went to Shechem, for all the Israelites had gone there to make him king.
你看这里，罗伯安啊，他现在跑到示剑去，在那里以色列百姓要高他做王。
And here Rehoboam went to Shechem, and the Israelites will make him king there.
那他本来不是王宫、圣殿都在耶路撒冷城吗
？And isn't the palace and the temple in Jerusalem?
那如果要登基做王的话，应该是在耶路撒冷，在圣殿那里，不是很自然吗
？And if he is to be crowned king, wouldn't it be natural for him to be crowned in Jerusalem?
现在他怎么跑到示剑去了
？But why is he at Shechem now?
示剑其实是在当时候是在耶路撒冷的北边。
And Shechem was in the north of Jerusalem.
他如果按照那个土地分配哈，应该是在以法莲支派的范围里。
And according to how the land was divided, it should be in the tribe of Ephraim.
那个罗伯安怎么会现在突然跑到，而且众百姓都跑到示剑去要立他做王呢
？And why is it Rehoboam and the people went to Shechem to make him king?
这个地点到底有什么意义
？What does this place mean?
如果我们了解以色列百姓的历史，我们就发现示剑城有很重要的意义的。
And if we understand the history of the Israelites, we know that Shechem has a special meaning.
因为示剑是当初神跟亚伯拉罕第一次显现的地方。
Because Shechem is where God first appeared to Abraham.
先看创世纪第十二章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 12.
创世纪十二章。
Genesis chapter 12.
第六节。
Chapter 12, verse 6.
第六节跟第七节。
Chapter 6 and 7. Verse 6 and 7. Verse 6.Abraham traveled through the land as far as the site of the great tree of Morah at Shechem. At the time, the Canaanites were in the land. Verse 7, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said, To your offsprings I will give this land. So he built an altar there to the Lord who appeared to him.
就看这个事件，亚伯拉罕他们的祖先。
And here, Abraham and his ancestors.
听神的呼召，从大老远从伯拉罕那边，现在来到了迦南地了。
And they went into the land of Canaan because of the calling of God.
在这来到之前才发现，哦，这里迦南人已经有人住了。
But they realized that there is already people living here.
但是神说要把这个地方赐给他的后裔当赐给他的后裔当产业。
But God appeared to him and said that this land will be given to your offspring.
在那个时候，在这个地点，神向他显现。
And at this location, God appeared to him.
把这个地要赐给你的后裔。
And to give this land to his offsprings.
亚伯兰他说，在这个地方示剑，就为神筑了第一座坛。
And so here at Shechem, he built an altar.
在这里，亚伯兰他领受了神的应许，他也相信神对他的应许，他筑坛，这个整个有一个约一样。
And here Abraham believed the promise of God and built him an altar.
神再一次跟他显现。
And God once again appeared to him.
那所以示剑，你看这个意义很重大嘛。
And so we can see the great meaning behind this.
在这里，人可以神跟人显现。
And here God will appear to man.
那到了雅各的时代。
And during the time of Jacob.
如果我们现在看。出埃及记的不是创世纪的三十五章。
If we turn to Genesis chapter 35,
创世纪三十五章。
Genesis 35,
你看到了第一节哈。
And we read verse 1.
第一节。
In verse 1, then God said to Jacob, Go out to Bethel and settle there, and build an altar there to God who appeared to you when you were fleeing from your brother Esau.
第二节。
Verse 2, so Jacob said to his household and to all those who were with him,Get rid of the foreign gods you have with you, and purify yourself and change your clothes.
第三节
Verse 3, Then come, let us go out to Bethel, where I will build an altar to God, who answered me in the day of my distress, and who has been with me wherever I have gone.
第四节
Verse 4, So they gave Jacob all the foreign gods they had, and the rings in their ears, and Jacob buried them under the oak at Shechem.
你看这里是雅各从 巴旦雅人从他舅舅家回来以后。
And here, Jacob has returned from the house of his uncle.
他们本来就应该要直接到伯特利去的。
And they were originally going straight to Bethel.
可是第33章、34章我们看到雅各后来在示剑这个地方停下来了。
And but we see that Jacob has stopped at Shechem in chapter 33 and 34.
那在示剑那个地方雅各用100块的银子买了一块土地。
And at Shechem, Jacob bought a piece of land with 100 pieces of silver.
然后在那个地方也筑坛献祭给神。
And there he built an altar and a sacrifice to God.
那是在33章的第19节、20节的。
And this is recorded in chapter 33, verse 19 and 20.
那结果在示剑这个地方，哎，就发生了这个他的女儿哈底拿被玷污的插曲。
And here is also where his daughter Dinah was defiled.
然后那个是第34章的记录。
And this is recorded in chapter 34.
那现在事情发生了，就导致了雅各的两个儿子呢去屠杀示剑城的男丁。
And this caused the two sons of Jacob to go and kill the men of Shechem.
后来发生这种事，只好逃命了。
And because this happened, so they were only able to flee.
这个时候，第35章开头，神就跟雅各说。
And so in the beginning of chapter 35, God says to Jacob,
赶快起来到伯特利去。
And go up to Bethel.
因为伯特利是当初雅各从巴旦亚兰回来的时候应该要去的地点。
Because Bethel is where he was originally destined to go.
在那里，他曾经跟神许过愿的。
Because there he has made a wish to God.
他要在那里筑坛。为那里在那里还愿感谢神的。
And he has promised God that he will build an altar there.
神叫他说你现在就起来就到伯特利去。
And God said, get up and go to Bethel.
那雅各呢就把他的家人叫来要他们做几件动作。
And so Jacob called over his family and wanted them to do a few things.
要他们除掉他们当中外邦神。
And he wanted them to get rid of all of their foreign gods.
要自洁。
And to purify themselves,
要换衣服
and change their clothes.
这就是他们在示剑这个地方所曾经犯过的错误，现在都要把它除掉，要变成新的，到伯特利去。
And now, whatever mistakes they committed in Shechem, now they would get rid of it, and they would go to Bethel as new people.
所以真的，他们这家人就照雅各所吩咐的第四节，在示剑那个橡树下把。外邦的神像他们耳朵上的环子通通把它交给雅各把它埋在示剑那个树下。
And so here in so the household of Jacob listened to him and got rid of all their foreign gods and the rings in their ears and buried them under oak in Shechem.
所以在示剑这个地方他们曾经有这样一个 决定一个做法把他这个污秽的东西全部都把它除清把它埋下去了。
And so at Shechem, they had made the decision to purify themselves and to bury everything that they had.
后来到了创世纪应该是到了出埃及记哈，那个时候等到约瑟被骸骨被抬出埃及以后
，and after after Joseph's body was taken out of Egypt in Exodus,
那个最后约瑟的骸骨也是葬在示剑的。
And the body of Joseph was also buried in Shechem.
那是后来圣经里面有写的哈。
And later on, the Bible has recorded.
那可是，在进了迦南地以后
，But after they entered the land of Canaan.
那当时候在出埃耶稣亚记的第八章，我们先看一下第八章。
Let's turn to Joshua chapter 8.
他们进了迦南地，就一连串的打仗。
And after the interland of Canaan, there was a series of battles.
只有打到爱城的时候，被打败了。
And they fought the battles until the city of Ai, and they were defeated.
在爱城被打败，对他们来说是一个很大的挫折。
And to be defeated at Ai was a great defeat for them.
后来他们了解原因在哪里了。
And later they realized why this was.
就是因为里面有在他们百姓当中有这个当灭的物。
And because among the people, there were things that they ought to destroy.
这百姓当中有人不遵守神的命令，犯罪了，所以让百姓接着遭受这样的一个战败的结果。
And because there among the people, there were ones who did not obey God, so they were defeated.
所以最后他们照神的吩咐把这些 犯罪人除掉，把这些当面的物都把它烧了。
And so they listened to the commands of God and got rid of those who sinned and those things that they need to destroy.
再去打爱城的时候就得胜了。
And when they attack the city of Ai again, they were victorious.
那得胜之后
，and after they were victorious,
他们现在就来到一个地方。
Now they came to a place.
就是来到了事件。
Is they came to Shechem.
在事件这个地点，他们重新的再一次的去领受神的律法。
And at Shechem, they once again received the commandments of God.
现在看耶稣雅记第八章。
Let's turn to Joshua chapter
8. 第八章的第三十节。
Chapter 8, verse 30. In chapter 8, verse 30, then Joshua built on Mount Ebal an altar to the Lord, the God of Israel.
31.
Verse 31, as Moses, the servant of the Lord, had commanded the Israelites, he built it according to what is written in the book of the law of Moses, an altar of uncut stones on which no iron tool has been used. On it they offered to the Lord burnt offerings and sacrificed fellowship offerings.
32.
Verse 32, there in the presence of the Israelites, Joshua copied the stones of the laws of Moses, which he had written.
33.
Verse 33, all Israel, aliens and citizens alike, with their elders, officials, and judges, were standing on both sides of the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, facing those who carried it, the priests, who are Levites. Half of the people stood in front of Mount Gerizim, and half of them on the Mount Ebal, as Moses, the servant of the Lord, had formally commanded when he gave instructions to bless the people of Israel.
34.
Verse 34. Afterwards, Joshua read all the words of the law, the blessing and the curse, and the curses, just as it is written in the book of the law.
35.
Verse 35. There was not a word of all that Moses had commanded that Joshua did not read to the whole assembly of Israel, including the women and children and the aliens who live among them.
现在他们来到这个地点，在以巴路山跟基利新山中间的那个地点扎营，其实就是事件城。
And they came to a place between Mount Gerizim and Mount Ebal, which is the city of Shechem.
在事件这个地点
，at this at Shechem，
他们再一次的领受神的律法，祝福跟咒诅向他们都显明了。
And once again, here they received the book of the law of God.Both the blessings and the curses.
当时候，耶稣雅把律法上所写的一切，每一句都跟他们宣读。
And at that time, Joshua read the whole book of the law to the people.
所以在事件，他们这里领受律法。
So at Shechem, they received the law.
他们知道什么是神祝福的。
They know what is being blessed by the Lord.
他们很清楚哪些事情会遭受神的咒诅。
And they also understand what will be cursed by the Lord.
他们听完了。
And after they have heard this,
他们就继续进行这个征讨迦南地的这个过程。
And they went to continue to conquer the land of Canaan.
一直到他们都把迦南地攻下来了。
And when they have conquered all the land of Canaan,
那个后来耶稣雅也老了。
And Joshua also grew old in age.
耶稣雅准备要死了。
And Joshua was ready to leave this world.
他耶稣雅要死以前
，And before he passed away,
他知道以后的日子很艰难。
He knows that the days will be difficult.
百姓他们对神的律法，他们没有办法一直持守到底。
That the people cannot keep the law of God to the end.
所以，耶稣要最后做一件事情。
And so Joshua did one thing at the end.
第二十四章
，in chapter 24,
他把众百姓统统聚集过来。
And he called all the people before him.
就是在事件这个地点。
It was at Shechem.
第二十四章的第一节
，in chapter 24, verse 1. Verse 1. Then Joshua assembled all the tribes of Israel at Shechem.He summoned the elders, the leaders, judges, and the officials of Israel, and they presented themselves before God.
好，你看，耶稣要死以前，他现在把众人叫来了。
And before Joshua passed away, he summoned all the people.
他跟百姓再重新讲他们的历史。
And he once again described the history to the people.
他让他们知道神怎么样照他的应许，现在带领他们进到这个迦南地来。
And he allowed them to understand how God, according to his promise, brought them into the land of Canaan.
耶稣啊说你们怎么样我不管但是至于我跟我家我们一定要侍奉神。
And Joshua said, this is, what you will do, I do not know, but for me and my household, we'll worship God.
你们可以选择到底是要侍奉神呢还是侍奉偶像。
And you could choose whether you will serve God or serve the idols.
但是耶稣啊说我跟我家要一定侍奉神的。
But Joshua said, as for me and my household, we will worship God.
当时百姓都说我们绝对不会离开神我们一定要侍奉神跟你一样。
And the people at the time said that we will never leave God, we will serve God like you.
好了那现在耶稣亚就说你们既然这样讲就立约了。
And so Joshua said, since you have said this, then we'll establish a covenant.
所以 我们最后跳过去看第二十二节。
And let's skip to verse 22. Verse 22, then Joshua said, you are witnesses against yourself that you have chosen to serve the Lord. Yes, we are witnesses, they replied.
好，第三二十三节。
Verse 23, now then, said Joshua, throw away the foreign gods among you and yield your hearts to the Lord, the God of Israel.
24.
And the people said to Joshua, we will serve the Lord our God and obey him.
25.
Verse 25, on that day Joshua made a covenant to the people, and there at Shechem he drew up for them decrees and laws.
这里 在这个时候再一次的在事件这个地点百姓跟神立约。
And here, once again, at Shechem, the people made a covenant with God.
我们要专心归向神。
That we will turn to the Lord.
单要侍奉主就对了。
We will only serve God.
我们一定要听他的话。
And we will listen to him.
这个当时候，这些约被建立以后，有一个石头做见证的。
And when this covenant was established, it was a stone that witnessed this.
所以当他们再回到事件这个地方的时候
，So when they come back to Shechem.
当然在罗伯安那个时代。这个历史已经经过，应该经过几百年了。
And during the time of Rehoboam, this has already been a few hundred years.
我们不知道在事件那个石头是否还在。
We don't know the stone is still at Shechem.
但是这个事件这个地点对我们来说意义深远。
But we know that the meaning of this location at Shechem has a great meaning.
回到这个地方，他们就想到过去的历史。
And when they come here, they will think about the history.
神曾经跟他们讲过的话。
What God has spoken to them.
他们的祖先曾经跟神答应过的。的那个誓言
and the promises that their ancestors had made to God.
他们也再一次的看到以前的祖先们曾经犯过的错误
and they also once again see the mistakes that their ancestors had made.
但是神怎么样怜悯他们
but how has God shown His mercy?
所以这个事件再一次让他们想起来，我们是要专心依靠神的
So this allowed them to remember that they need to rely on God.
那最后这个地方也成为埋葬那个约瑟的地点。
And this place is also where Joseph was buried.
那所以现在罗伯安呢，他现在要当王了。
And now Rehoboam was to become king.
百姓特地舍弃耶路撒冷，跑到事件去。
And the people departed from Jerusalem and went to Shechem.
其实就是要借这个地点，让他们再一次的回想，他们在神面前有一个心智，要专心归向神。
And this is for them to remember that they need to worship the Lord.
那所以。因为耶罗波安呢、啊，因为耶罗波安他在当王前，他看到他的父亲所罗门所犯的错误。
And because Jeroboam has seen the mistakes that his father has made,
所罗门他心哦把持不住。
And Solomon was not able to control his heart.
最后被这些妃嫔引诱了。
And he was led astray by his concubines.
虽然他很有智慧
，although he had great wisdom,
可是他就是到年老。意志力薄弱的时候就挡不住了。
And when he grew old, his determination was weak.
所以现在看一下那个后来他们的对所罗门所犯的错误的提醒，看尼希米记十三章。
Let's turn to Nehemiah chapter 13. This is the reminder of what Solomon has made.
在几百年之后
，After a few hundred years,
他们的后代子孙。再次是回想所罗门所犯的错误了。
The descendants once again thought about the mistakes that Solomon has made.
特别是有关于所罗门去娶这些外邦的妃嫔的这件事情。
Especially regarding how Solomon has many concubines from Gentile nations.
我们现在看十三尼希米记十三章的第二十三节，从二十三节开始。
In Nehemiah chapter 13, from verse 23 on.
读到二十七节。
23 to verse 27. Verse 23, moreover, in those days I saw men of Judah who had married men, women from Ashdod, Ammon, and Moab. 24, half of their children spoke the language of Ashdod or the language of one of the other peoples and did not know how to speak the language of Judah. 25, I rebuked them and called curses down on them. I beat some of the men and pulled out their hair. I made them take an oath to God. I made them take an oath in God's name and said, You are not to give your daughters in marriage to their sons, nor are you to take their daughters in marriage for your sons or for yourselves. Verse 26, was it not because of marriages like this that Solomon, king of Israel, sinned? Among the many nations, there was no king like him. He was loved by God, and God made him king over all Israel. But even he was led into sin by foreign women. Verse 27, must we hear now that you too are doing all this terrible wickedness and being unfaithful to our God by marrying foreign women?
你看这件事情是、 离所罗门这句话被讲的时候，离所罗门做王的时候，差不多已经五百年了。
And when these words were spoken, it has already been 500 years since Solomon was king.
因为所罗门是970年左右的时候当王的。
And because
公元前970年。
Solomon was a king at about 970 BC.
尼希米记的时候大概是公元前440年左右了。
And at the time of Nehemiah is about 440 BC.
所以超将近500年了。
It's been about 500 years.
那时候你看他们特别提出说连智慧的王所罗门都在这件事情犯罪了。
And they said that even King Solomon, the wise king, has sinned in this way.
那要是说，那怎么可以去嫁娶这些外邦的女子呢？
And so how can they marry these foreign women?
那当时候，如果我们看罗伯安他的这个背景哈。
If we look at the background of Rehoboam,
罗伯安刚才我们所读过的历代志下第十二章特别提到说他的母亲呢。是亚门人，名叫做拿玛。
And we have read previously in a Second Chronicle chapter 12 that his mother is an Ammonite.
那但是就是所罗门众多的妃嫔当中的一位啊。
And she is one of the many concubines of King Solomon.
亚门人他们拜他们的神。
And the Ammonites worship their god.
那后来所罗门也去拜了。
And Solomon later worshipped them as well.
那我们就看到，你看罗伯安呢，他做王以后。
And we could see that after Rehoboam became king,
他其实他现在是看着他父亲所走过的路线。
And so he has seen the path that his father has traveled on.
但是历史就是这样重演的。
But this is how history repeats itself.
罗伯安他做王以后，我们看到他的婚姻也是娶了很多很多的外妃嫔呢。
And we could see that after Rehoboam became king, he also had many foreign concubines.
生了很多的。儿女生很多儿女。
And he had many children.
那可是我们就看到这个罗伯安呢，他在信仰上就一开头的时候，他就其实他是一开头做王的时候是很想要专心归向神的。
And we could see that King Rehoboam in the beginning he wanted to turn to God.
可是到最后他一辈子最后走完以后
，But after he has traveled to the end of his life.
圣经是给他这样下一个结论呢。
And the Bible made this conclusion.
第十二章的第十四节。
In the Second Chronicles chapter 12, verse 14. Verse 14, he did evil because he had not set his heart on seeking the Lord.
罗伯安最后是行恶，因为他没有立定心意寻求主神。
In the end, he was evil because he did not set his heart on seeking the Lord.
那我们就看到说，他最后也是走向离弃神那条路啊。
And we could see that in the end, he walked on the path of forsaking God.
他并没有专心的去顺从神。
He did not set his heart on obeying God.
所以呢，一开始的时候，他曾经有这样的一个想法。
Although in the beginning, he had this thought.
真的是用借着在世界登基做王来表达他的决心呢。
And to use this coronation to show his determination.
但是最终他还是行恶。
But in the end, he still did evil.
没有办法完全归向神。
He was not able to completely turn to God.
那我们就在他的这个一生当中，看到他这个国度从金碧辉煌的，到最后就变得那个荣耀就逊色，然后最后就消退。
And so we could see that his kingdom turned from glorious gold and faded at the end of his reign.
在他做王的后期
，and during the end of his reign,
因为他罗伯安做王17年
，because he reigned for 17 years.
到历代志下第十二章的时候
，and until Second Chronicles chapter 12,
就看到本来所罗门所准备那金盾牌
，we could see that the gold shields that Solomon has prepared
就被埃及王抢走了
，it was taken by the king of Egypt.
最后罗伯安王用铜制造同样数目的盾牌
，and in the end, King Rehoboam made the same number of shields out of bronze.
我们现在看一下第九十二章的第九节。
Let's turn to Second Chronicles chapter 12, verse 9.
十二章第九节。
Chapter 12, verse 9. Verse 9. When Shishak, king of Egypt, attacked Jerusalem, he carried the treasures of the temple of the Lord and the treasure of the royal palaces. He took everything, including the gold shield Solomon had made.
第十节。
Verse 10. So King Rehoboam made bronze shields to replace them and assigned these to the commanders of the guard on duty at the entrance of the royal palace.
十一节。
Verse 11. Whenever the king went to the Lord's temple, the guards went with him, bearing the shields, and afterwards they returned them to the guards' room.
你现在看到 罗伯安后来，你看他被埃及王来攻打之后呢，财宝就被抢尽了。
And we can see that King Rehoboam, after he was attacked by the king of Egypt, his treasures were lost.
现在为了要维护这个国家，好像还是有点样子，他制造铜盾牌来代替那金盾牌。
In order to maintain the image of the nation, he made up these bronze shields.
所以看起来是每逢这个王进神的殿的时候呢，这个护卫兵就把这些盾牌拿出来展示。
And so,
就进到那个神的殿的范围去。
Whenever King Rehoboam came to the temple, the guards would take the shields and go with him.
所以那个排场还是在那里哦。
And so the grandeur was still there.
但是内容已经不一样了。
But the content is different.
已经从金的变成铜的了。
And it has turned from gold into bronze.
那个价值差很多了。
And the value is vastly different.
那现在这个铜盾牌呢，放在护卫兵的库房里了。
And now these bronze shields were stored in the guards' room.
我们就看到这个国度哈，从这样子，从这样一个很荣耀的情景，现在被降格到像铜铁一样的。
And we can see this kingdom was turned from its glorious state into a state of the bronze.
那就是因为这个王他没有专心的定向他的心智来依靠神。
It's only because the king did not set his heart on seeking God.
那我们现在再看他这个最后的结局哈。
And if you look at his ultimate conclusion,
我们要来想一些这当中到底什么道理。
We need to think about the teaching within this.
罗伯安王他有一开头有这样一个心。
In the beginning, Rehoboam had the heart.
他想要走他父亲所留下这个荣耀的路线。
And he wanted to walk on this glorious journey.
他继承了一个很荣耀的国度。
And he has inherited a glorious nation.
他也很想要走敬畏神这条路线。
And he wanted to walk on the path of seeking the Lord.
可是接下去，他马上就犯错误了。
But he immediately made mistakes.
他当王以后
，After he became king.
现在看第十章
，Let's read verse 10.
现在百姓提出个要求。
In chapter 10, the people made a request.
要求就是要让他们的生活变得比较容易一些。
And the people wanted their lives to be easier.
看第三节，十章三节四节。
And let's read chapter 10, verse 3 and 4. In verse 3, they sent for Jeroboam, and he and all Israel went to Rehoboam and said to him, verse 4, your father put a heavy yoke on us, but now lighten the harsh labor and the heavy yoke he put on us, and we will serve you.
因为所罗门在统治的后期，他为了要建设国家，用了向百姓征重税，又用了很多动力，很多劳工啊，来建设。
And during the end of Solomon's reign, he had heavy taxes, and he put a heavy labor on the people to build the kingdom.
特别是当他离开神以后。
And especially after he departed from God.
那个所罗门对神对百姓的那个爱心就没有了。
And the love of Solomon to the people was no more.
就开始给百姓很多的重担。
And he started to give heavy yokes to the people.
所以百姓，你看他们已经在这样一个辛苦的日子过了很多年。
And the people have already lived this burdened life for many years.
新王登基就是一个新开始。
And when the new king comes, this is a new beginning.
他们希望这个罗伯安王能够减轻他们的税负。
And they hope that Rehoboam can lighten their load.
这个要求看起来应该很正常。
And this request seems very reasonable.
结果呢，这个第五节。
In verse 5.
罗伯安对他们说，三天之后再来看我。
Rehoboam answered to them, come back to me in 3 days.
他有三天的时间考虑。
He had 3 days to think about
要不要答应百姓的要求。
Whether or not to grant this wish of the people.
那这个时候，我们看到罗伯安他的处理方法。
And we can see how Rehoboam took care of this matter.
他看起来这三天里面，他并没有先去求问神。
And in these 3 days, it doesn't seem like he has first consulted God.
他也没有去问祭司利未人该怎么办。
He did not consult the priests and the Levites what he should do.
他也没有去回想说，神的律法到底是说什么。
And he did not reflect upon what the law of God says.
他本来是想说要愿意专靠神，愿意听从神的吩咐的，在事件登基的时候就是有这个想法的。
Originally, when he was coronated at Shechem, he wanted to see God.
可是现在面对百姓的这个要求，
But now facing this request from the people,
他现在给自己准备三天。
He gave himself 3 days.
可是他完全没有去 询问神的意思。
But he did not seek the consultation of God.
他也没有去问祭司他们的看法。
Nor did he consult the priest.
好，他现在直接去问人。
And he went straight to man.
他问了在所罗门时代曾经服侍过所罗门的这些老人。
And he consulted the elders who had served Solomon.
这个老人，这些年纪长的人给他一个建议。
And these elders gave him the suggestion.
看第七节。
Let's read verse 7. Verse 7. They reply, if you will be kind to these people and please them and give them a favor, a favorable answer, they will always be your servant.
第八节。
Verse 8. But Rehoboam rejected the advice of the elders gave him and consulted the young men who had grown up with him and were serving him.
你看这个老人他给他提议说说你要恩待这些百姓。
And the elders suggested that he should be kind to the people.
用这个仁政让百姓喜悦。
And to use kindness to find favor in the people.
要对他们说温柔的好话。
And to be gentle to them.
那么他们就永远做王的仆人。
Then they will be your servants forever.
也就是说在这种情况下你的国位才会永远坚固。
And under these circumstances, then your kingdom will be secure.
所以如果一个王是仁慈的百姓就顺服。
And so if you are a kind ruler, then the people will serve you.
当时候这些老人他们其实是很聪明的。
And because at the time, the elders were wise.
因为这些老人呢他们曾经服侍过所罗门王。
Because these elders have once served King Solomon.
他们在所罗门面前呢曾经听所罗门讲过的智慧话。
And they have heard the words of wisdom from King Solomon.
那所罗门他讲的话应该是很有应该是很好听，就是说你听了就会不会打个，你听了绝对不会打个碎了。
And the words of Solomon must be very interesting.
哦，如果我们听到一些话也是很激励我们的心的时候，不会打个碎的。
And if you hear words that encourages you, you will not be bored.
有时候我们在讲台讲道理啊，讲的不够生动的时候，大家就打个碎啊。
And sometimes when we're speaking on the pulpit, if we're not interesting, then people will be bored.
那相信哦，那个当时候那些这些。众臣仆在听所罗门讲道的时候，绝对不打瞌睡。
I believe at the time the servants, when they hear the words of King Solomon, they will not be bored.
那这些人都听过所罗门讲话嘛？哈。
And these people have all heard King Solomon speak.
我们现在看箴言二十章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 20.
箴言二十章。
Proverbs chapter 20.
箴言是所罗门写的了，大部分。
And most of the proverbs written by Solomon.
二十章，我们现在看的二十八节。
And Proverbs chapter 20, verse 28.Verse 28, love and faithfulness keeps the king safe. Through love, his throne is made secure.
好，你看，那个王因为仁慈跟诚实，得以让他的国位永久。
And through love and faithfulness, a king will be safe.
然后因为仁慈，那个这个国度因为仁慈就立稳了。
And because through his love, his throne is secure.
所罗门讲的这句话。
And these were the words of Solomon.
他其实等于在讲给他的儿子听的一样啊。
And he is actually almost speaking to his children.
所以你看这个老人他听到所罗门讲过这些智慧的话语，他们就把他转给他的儿子说罗伯安了。
And these elders have heard the words of wisdom from King Solomon, so they pass it on to King Rehoboam.
但是很可惜
，But unfortunately,
圣经明明的说
，And the Bible said clearly,
这个罗伯安王啊，他不用老年人给他的主意。
Rehoboam rejected the advice of the elders.
也就是说，他不愿意听。
And it means that he did not want to listen.
意思是说。啊，这些仁慈的做法哦，会让百姓看低了他。
And he feels that these acts of kindness will make the people look down upon
him. 接着说他不够有权威。
That he did not have the authority.
没有能力统治这些百姓。
That he does not have the power to rule the people.
所以打从他的心里面，他就不接受老人讲的这些智慧的话。
And so from his heart, he did not accept the advice of the elders.
我们不知道罗伯安。有没有亲口听到他父亲所罗门所讲过的
？We do not know whether Rehoboam has heard the words of Solomon.
但至少这个时候，这些老人所讲的话他不听了。
At this time, he did not listen to the elders.
结果他就去找跟他一起长大这些少年人。
And he sought the advice of the young men who grew up with him.
然后一样请少年人给他出个主意，这怎么办
？And he also sought the advice of the young men.
最后这些少年人是这样说的。
And the young men said to him.
我们现在看第十历代志下十章的第十节。
Turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 10, verse 10. In verse 10, the young men who had grown up with him replied, Tell the people who have said to you, Your father put a heavy yoke on us, but make our yoke lighter. Tell them, My little finger is thicker than my father's waist.
接下去,
In verse 11, my father laid on you a heavy yoke. I will make it even heavier. My father scourged you with whips. I will scourge you with scorpions.
你看，这个是这些年轻人所提的意见呢。
These were the advice of the young men.
意思就是说，你应该比你的父亲更严厉才对啊。
And it means that you should be even more stern than your father.
用这个方式，那个百姓才会怕你啊。
Only in doing so will the people be afraid of you.
哦，那表示你很有权力，你很有能力。
It will show that you have authority.
哦，你说我的小拇指比我的父亲的腰还粗。
And say my little finger is thicker than my father's waist.
你就知道他那个有多夸张啊。
Then you can see how exaggerated this is.
一个人的心到底有多高傲。
And to see how proud his heart is.
这些少年人是跟他一起在王宫长大的。
These young men grew up with him in the palace.
不知道百姓当中到底发生什么事情。
They don't know what is happening to the people.
人的心到底怎样在已经在受不了了。
And how the hearts of the people can no longer bear the burden.
还是一样，他们认为说本来就是应该这样子啊。
But this is how they think things ought to be.
好，这些少年讲的话，罗伯安把他听进去了。
And Rehoboam listened to the young men.
所以呢，现在第三天，果然这些百姓来了。
And on the third day, the people came back.
十三节说
，In verse 13, it said, the king answered them harshly, rejecting the advice of the elders.
十四节
，Verse 14, he followed the advice of the young men and said.My father make your yoke heavy, I will make them even heavier. My father scourge you with whips, I will scourge you with scorpions.
十五节
Verse 15, so the king did not listen to the people, for this turn of events was from God, to fulfill the words the Lord has spoken to Jeroboam, son of Nebat, through Ahijah, the Shilonite.
你看这里那个罗伯安啊，这真的就用这些严厉的话回复百姓了。
And here Rehoboam replied harshly to the people.
你看这个这些话听在百姓的耳中，你看是多么刺耳。
And you can see how offensive this is to the ears of the people.
这个王到底有多高傲
？And how proud is this king?
所以这个圣经第十五节特别说
，And so in verse 15 it said,
王不肯依从百姓，这事乃出于神。
And said the king did not listen to the people. This turn of events was from God.
为要应验当时候神借先知所预言的。这个国度的演进
，and this is to fulfill the prophecy of the progression of the kingdom.
这不是说神要罗伯安这样做。
This is not that God wanted Rehoboam to do this.
而是在神的计划里面
，but in the plan of God.
在所罗门犯罪以后
，and after Solomon has sinned,
这个国位是要被拿走的，没有错。
And this a throne will be taken away.
但是在这件事情上
，but in this matter,
神就不再介入了。
Then God will no longer intervene.
神任凭罗伯安。用他自己的想法 去处理事情了。
And God allowed Rehoboam to do things according to his own wisdom.
这件事情就看出罗伯安他真正心里的想法。
And we could see the true thought process in King Rehoboam.
今天我们在信仰里面很多事情，其实神在我们心里做工，才会产生这样的结果。
And a lot of times in our life of faith, it is because through God a certain result happens.
我们今天如果想要更亲近神。更热心的服侍神。
And today, if we want to draw closer to God and to serve God,
有时候我们在一个很忙碌的生活当中
，and sometimes in our very busy life,
我们真的也是生活担子很重
，and our burden may be heavy.
可是有时候为什么我们虽然生活很拮据，但是我们看到教会有需要的时候，我们很多人还是愿意奉献，把这个钱拿出来给神。
But why is it that we may be living a difficult life, but when we see the needs of the church, we'll still offer?
因为我们已经很忙了
，and we're already very busy.
我们需要休息。
And we need to rest.
但是我们还是愿意在这个圣工需要的时候，我们把时间分出来服侍神，来做圣工。
But when there's a need to for the holy work, we still offer our time to work for God.
其实因为神在我们心里动工呢。
And it's because God is working within us.
我们心愿意顺服神。
And our heart is willing to
follow God. 那我们就可以克服了很多我们好像看起来很困难的一些障碍。
Then we can overcome many difficult obstacles.
所以其实今天是神在我们心里。工作的结果。
And today, this is a result of God working within us.
这是为什么？腓立比书第二章这样写。
And this is why it says in Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
第十三节。
Verse 13. Chapter 2, verse 13. For it is God who works in you, to will and to act according to His good purpose.
就是我们今天，因为我们心里面立志行事哦，是因为神在我们心里面运行。
And we do work because of the because God will us.
要成就神的美意。
And this is to fulfill the will of God.
那所以，你看，如果今天我们 被圣灵充满，有神在引导我们的选做选择的时候
，and today if we're filled with the Holy Spirit and we have a God guiding us to make decisions，
我们的心就会归向神
，then our heart will turn to God，
愿意顺服了
，and will be willing to obey。
但是在罗伯安他这件事情上
，but in the matter of Rehoboam，
他现在面对一个选择
，he is facing a decision，
他要怎么样去回答百姓的要求
？How will he reply to the people？
他是要用讲温柔的话，还是要讲严厉的话
？Will he speak words of kindness or words of harshness？
现在有两边的人给他两个意见。
Now the two sides give them two different advice。
但是他其实他心里面已经不采用老人的讲的意见了。
In his heart, he has already rejected the advice of the elders。
这件事情，神就任凭罗伯安的心去做你想做的事了。
And so God allowed Rehoboam to do what he wills to do。
最后，罗伯安讲的是严厉的话。
In the end, Rehoboam spoke words of harshness.
一讲之后
，and after he spoke these,
他的国就分裂了。
His kingdom was divided.
所以他一上台做王
，and so once he was coronated,
所罗门大卫所罗门所准备的这个荣耀的国度就分裂。
And this glorious kingdom of David and Solomon became divided.
如果不是神保守
，and if it's not for the guidance of the Lord,
其实连罗伯安有可能都没命。
And Rehoboam could have lost his life in this.
那是因为神怜悯大卫啊。
But because God had mercy on David,
所以罗伯安他还有一个支派能够接受他统治。
And so Rehoboam still had one tribe under his rule.
所以后来你看这个以色列十个支派就走了。
And so we could see that the ten tribes of Israel departed.
当时罗伯安他还很不甘愿呢。
And at that time, Rehoboam did not feel this is right.
他就本来召集大军要去攻打以色列北国的。
And he wanted to attack the northern kingdom of Israel.
他要把国再夺回来归自己。
He wanted to win back his kingdom.
但是你看，在这个之前，第十章的第十八节，他派了一个大臣哦，这个叫做哈多兰呢，管劳工的，去要挽回的时候就被打死了。
And we can see that in chapter 10, verse 18, he sent out Adoniram to try to win the kingdom back, but he was killed.
那所以你看，当时那个百姓心里有多愤怒。
And we could see how angry the people were.
那当时候我们就看到说这个罗伯安王呢。
And we could see the king Rehoboam at this time.
他的心呢，没有办法真的顺服神。
His heart was not able to obey God.
这就是为什么他最后他一生的结论是说他并没有立定心意要寻求主神。
And this is why the conclusion of his life is that he did not set his heart on seeking the Lord.
我们今天如果我们有这样一个心智，就是立定心意要寻求神。
And today, if we set our heart on seeking the Lord,
我们一定要很在意神所讲过的话。
We need to be mindful of the words that God has spoken.
我们在做选择的时候
，when we're making a decision,
我们一定要先去查明神的意思在哪里。
We need to understand the will of God.
神对我们这个事情的指导原则在哪里
？We need to understand how God is guiding us.
那我们要愿意顺服神。
And we need to be willing to obey God.
如果我们愿意听神的话
，If we're willing to listen to the words of God,
那么那这个神的话可能有时候跟我们意见不太一样的时候
，Maybe the words of God may be different from our own will.
专心寻求神的人，他就要把自己的意见放下来了
，And those who seek after God will put down their own will.
那才能够真的成就神的旨意
，And only then can they fulfill the will of God.
那所以我们一定要先明白神的律法
，And so first we need to understand the law of God.
要小心我们所咨询的对象。
We need to be mindful of the people who we consult.
你看罗伯安他真的是因为一当王的时候，他回复的百姓的要求讲错话
，and when Rehoboam
国家就没有了。
He made the wrong response to the people, and his kingdom was no more.
如果我们看箴言呢，十三章
，to Proverbs chapter 13.
箴言十三章
，Proverbs chapter 13.
请读二十节
，chapter 13 verse 20.
Chapter
13, verse 20. He who walks with the wise grows wise, but a companion of fools suffers harm.
罗伯安他跟他一起生长的这些人，这些少年就是愚昧人。
And the young men who grew up with Rehoboam were fools.
当时候，你看罗伯安哈，他就把这些朋友、这少年的意见当意见了。
And Rehoboam took the advice of the young men.
他最后就受亏损。
And in the end, he suffered a loss.
差点没命。
And he almost lost his life.
国家大部分就分裂。
And his kingdom was divided.
现在从一个很荣耀的完整的国度
，and from one complete glorious nation,
剩下犹大支派的这样一个剩下十分之一了。
And only the tribe of Judah was left.
然后勉强因为西缅支派搁在一起，跟 贝尼雅悯支派，所以他后来还有两个支派留着。
And later on, he still retained the tribe of Benjamin.
啊，那就看到国土变少，人民变少。
You can see that his land was decreased and his people was
decreased. 什么都变都走样了。
And everything has changed.
从金的现在变成铜铁的。
And from gold now turned into bronze.
因为神的怜悯哈，因着大卫的缘故。
And because of the mercy of God, because of his
mercy, David. 他现在能够继续的。当王
so that he was still able to be king.
那我们历史继续看下去的时候
But if you continue to look at history,
我们发现说其实罗伯安这个他这个人本身并不是坏人。
You can see Rehoboam was not a bad person.
他并不是那个不可教的呢。
He's not one that cannot be taught.
你看罗伯安哈，他其实后来第十一章，他本来要去攻打以色列的。
And in chapter 11, he was originally going to attack Jerusalem.
这个时候，神透过先知示玛雅跟他说不可以去。
But God through the prophet told him not to go.
哎，结果这个罗伯安就不去了。
And Rehoboam listened.
他不去打之后，就把那个这个重心放在建设他的国家里面。
And because he did not go and attack Israel, he focused on building the nation.
然后呢，他就开始回来敬拜神了。
And he came back to worship God.
让照这个神的律法，祭司立位人应该怎么服侍，统统按照律法的规定来进行。
And according to the law, how the priest should worship, he did everything.
哎，结果呢？我们现在看第十一章。
And let's turn to chapter 11.
第十一章呢，第十三节。
Chapter 11, verse 13.
十三节。
Verse 13. The priests and Levites from all their districts throughout Israel sided with him.
十四节。
Verse 14, the Levites even abandoned their pasture lands and property and came to Judah and Jerusalem because Jeroboam and his son had rejected them as priests of the Lord.
15节
Verse 15, and he appointed his own priests for the high place and for the goat and calf idol he had made.
16
Verse 16, those from every tribe of Israel who set their hearts on seeking the Lord, the God of Israel, followed the Levites to Jerusalem to offer sacrifices to the Lord, the God of their fathers.
17节
Verse 17, they strengthened the kingdom of Judah and supported Rehoboam, son of Solomon, 3 years, walking the way of David and Solomon during this time.
你看，他一遵守神的吩咐
，and when he listened to the will of God,
以色列全地的祭司立位人都来归从他了。
And the priests and the Levites came back to him.
因为耶罗伯安这北国的北国的王呢离开神。
Because Jeroboam, the king of the northern kingdom, departed from God.
以色列各地的凡是立定心意要寻求神的，通通来就近罗伯安了。
And all the Israelites who wanted to seek after God came back to Jeroboam.
啊，结果神就让他强盛起来了。
And God allowed him to become strong.
3年的时间。
For 3 years.
但是也可惜，就只有三年而已。
But very unfortunately, this only lasted 3 years.
这三年是因为他遵行大卫跟所罗门的道，就是敬畏神的这个道。
In these 3 years, is because he followed the ways of David and Solomon.
所以今天我们一个人因为敬畏神而强盛。
And so today we will become strong because we worship God.
但是好景不长。
But the good scenery may not last long.
罗伯安这个人其实他不是坏人。
And so Rehoboam was not a bad person.
他如果寻求神，哎，他有体验。
If he seeks after God, then he will have his experience.
可是强盛之后呢
？But after he became strong,
接下来
what happened?
他又离开神了。
He once again departed from God.
十二章第一节。
In chapter 12, verse 1.Verse 1, after Rehoboam's position as king was established, he had become strong. He and all Israel with him abandoned the law of the Lord.
他强盛的时候就离开神的律法。
After he became strong, he departed from the law of
the Lord. 百姓也跟着他离开神。
And the people departed with him.
结果呢？现在神就兴起埃及王来攻打他了。
And now God rose up the king of Egypt to attack him.
最后他们就臣服在埃及王的这个控制底下。
In the end, they were ruled by the king of Egypt.
那我们就看到这个罗伯安王哦，他这个起伏不定。
So we can see that Rehoboam has his highs and lows.
那我们就看到今天他最后的一生就被定义成为是行恶的人。
And we can see in the end he was defined as one who
真的是很可惜。
And this is very unfortunate.
我们看到这个历史，我们要想想看。
We see this history, we need to think ourselves.
这个罗伯安王的一生不是很像我们今天信徒一般的。我们信仰的状态嘛
，Isn't the life of Rehoboam like the life of the believers today？
所以我们真的要祈求神给我们智慧。
And so we need to ask God to give us wisdom。
我们要首先要立定心志寻求神。
First, we need to make a determination to seek God。
第二，我们要很小心我们自己所交往的朋友。
And second, we need to be mindful of the friends we make。
因为我们的朋友会影响我们的做决定。
Because our friends will affect our decision.
第三呢，我们一定要是真的去明白神的律法。
And third, we need to understand the laws of God.
因为当我们愿意遵照神的律法，在敬畏神的时候
，Because if we're willing to follow the laws of God and worship Him,
必然带来强盛。
Then it will bring prosperity.
但同时，当我们强盛之后，如果我们就这样子离开神，接下去就是败亡。
At the same time, after we become strong, if we depart from God, then we'll be destroyed.
那如果这个过程，我们今天没有在一直在反省我们自己
，and today if we do not reflect constantly upon ourselves,
我们很有可能步向所罗门他的后尘
We may walk on the path of Solomon.
我们就看到最后罗伯安他的结论就是跟所罗门一样
，and we can see that in the end, Rehoboam had the same conclusion as Solomon.
不立定心意寻求，这样没有办法实际到久到最后。
That they were not able to set their heart on seeking the Lord.
接下去就留给他的儿子们一代一代的在这个神的律在一个律法上这样子不断的挣扎在起伏之间啊苟延残喘。
And what they leave to the descendant is a constant struggle in the highs and lows of worshiping God.
国度就真的江河日下。
And their kingdom became weaker and weaker.
到最后灭亡。
In the end, it was destroyed.
做我们的提醒。
And this serves as a reminder to all of us.
来，顺服神。
And so we can all come and obey God.
专心啊，定义寻求神。
And to set our hearts on seeking the Lord.
一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
144首。
144.